the rent is too damn high. Once a popular phrase in New York is now being heard in politics here, that's one thing all candidates running for Seattle's open city council seat agree on. The median rental price here in Seattle has almost doubled since 2011, according to Zillow. And while some renters can afford it, others struggle. David Hyde with KUW's politics team has more.
Esther Little Dove John has lived in Seattle since the early 80s, and she's had an apartment on North Beacon Hill for over 10 years.
Well, this building is probably over 50 years old, and it has four units that are two-bedroom apartments.
But that's about to change. The building's been sold. The new owner has plans to tear it down and build a complex with 10 times the number of apartments. And that's in some ways what smart growth advocates would want, to deal with all the people pouring into the region every day. But what happens to John?
I've been looking around here, and it's almost a foregone conclusion that I'll have to move away from Beacon Hill because I can't find anything that I can afford.
After the recent shooting of Charlena Lyles, John also worries about being forced to move to a less diverse neighborhood.
Are the police going to come in and shoot me because I don't look like the other people in the neighborhood? I don't know. It's scary to me. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Shalise Seacrest is vice president of the local NAACP, and she says this kind of impact from gentrification is what she's seeing in many parts of the city.
My role is to figure out what causes that and how do we stop it.
Seacrest is one of the candidates running for city council position 8 this year. And all of them agree strategies like rent control or rent stabilization are not allowed under Washington state law. But Seacrest and three other candidates want that law changed to help low-income renters. One of those candidates is John Grant. He's the former head of a tenant advocacy group.
When we talk about rent regulation, this is really about addressing price gouging. This is about profiteers and speculation and people who are just squeezing people dry for every single penny.
Another candidate, Teresa Mosqueda, also wants state law changed.
I absolutely think that we need to have rent stabilization as a tool in our tool belt.
Mosqueda is political director for the Washington State Labor Council. Mac McGregor is also running for position 8. McGregor is the first transgender candidate running for Seattle City Government, and he supports rent control. On the other side of the debate, the candidates for position 8 include Sarah Nelson. She owns Fremont Brewing. And Nelson says rent controls will help some people stay in their current homes, but
I look at it in terms of drinking to cure hangover. It might feel good, but it's not solving the problem. It is making it worse.
Nelson says other cities that have tried it, like San Francisco and New York, are among the most expensive in the country. Longtime Ballard resident and candidate Rudy Pantoja is also against rent controls, as is Charlene Strong. She's a small business owner who also chairs the Washington State Human Rights Commission.
The unintended consequence of rent control is that we could see fewer units available. I don't want to see anything that bogs us down. I want us to become creative.
Hissam Gouaili goes even further. He's a 39-year-old Arab-American Muslim doctor who says flatly, rent controls do not work. Back on Beacon Hill, Esther Little Dove John says her future is uncertain. She qualifies for public housing assistance, but
being low income, there aren't very many options for me. The Seattle Housing Authority has told me that I have to wait 8 years, and I've been on the list since 2007, so it's going to be another 8 years before I come up on the list.
On Beacon Hill in Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.